Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the ideas of taking away and adding to. I'm going to read you from 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 ended with God's promise of a close, meaningful relationship with those among his people who separate from the corrupt thinking and working of this world. Considering those promises, in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, God gives his people two things to do. First, there is something to take away as we cleanse ourselves from all filthiness. There is a main aspect of cleansing that comes to God's people as they trust in Jesus and his work for them. This work of cleansing is really God's work in us, and it is not our work. But there's another aspect of cleansing that God looks for us to do with the participation of our own will and effort. Not that it is our work apart from God, but it is a work that awaits our will and our effort. Therefore, let us cleanse ourselves, Paul writes here in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. This aspect of cleansing is mostly connected with a closer relationship with God and greater usefulness for service. Sometimes it's easier to deal with the filthiness of the flesh than it is of the spirit. During Jesus' earthly ministry, those who were stained by the filthiness of the flesh, such as harlots and tax collectors, they found it easier to come to Jesus. But those who were stained by the filthiness of the Spirit, such as the scribes and the Pharisees, they found it very hard to come to Jesus. Pride, legalism, self-focus, self-righteousness, bitterness, and hatred can all be far worse to deal with than the more obvious sins of the flesh. Then there is something to add. In other words, as those things have been taken away, then we add some things. And as disciples, we are perfecting holiness in the fear of God. You see, it isn't enough to only cleanse ourselves from all filthiness. No, the Christian life is not only about getting rid of evil, but also about continually doing good and growing complete in holiness. Paul wasn't writing about a state of sinless perfection. No, perfecting has the idea of complete and whole. Instead of a state of sinless perfection, Paul wrote about a complete whole holiness. There are a couple more things to notice in this phrase, cleanse ourselves. Note that Paul included himself among the Corinthian Christians in the category of those who need to be cleansed. If Paul included himself among those who needed to be cleansed, well, then what about us? Also, note that we must take care to cleanse ourselves and to not concern ourselves with cleansing others. Most of the time, we're more concerned with the holiness of other people than with our own holiness. It's easy to point at the sins, failings, and weaknesses of other people. But first, we should give attention to our own. And this is a clear principle from the Sermon on the Mount. If you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, there are things that God wants you to take away and things that he wants you to add. In the power of God's Spirit, give attention to those today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.